A 2005 state law restricted sales of products containing the drug as part of an effort to crack down on those using pseudoephedrine to operate illegal meth labs. The law prevents people from buying more than 7.5 grams of the drug in a 30-day period, but there's a loophole.
An exception in the statute allows a buyer to exceed those limits if the products are purchased from a pharmacy or a pharmacist.
State Representative Andy Jorgensen says that's the primary outlet to buy the drug, and the language is causing problems for some prosecutors.
This exception means that if a would-be methamphetamine manufacturer who visits, for example, 10 different pharmacies to buy pseudoephedrine products, prosecutors may not be able to file charges against them because of what's on the statute.
Jorgensen has introduced a bill that would remove the exemption. He says it's unknown why it was included in the original law, but it needs to be addressed.
There are those who find out where there is a loophole, if you will, and this indeed was one of those, and that's where people went and to escape the law.
The bill is awaiting a legislative hearing. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.